And welcome back in to Morning Blitz, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide, the hero of all subs. Still have Mike Benard from OTM Sports with us on the line. Mike, let's move on and talk about the Rose Bowl. Again, my favorite bowl game of them all. If you've never been to the Rose Bowl, you need to go. Now, a lot of folks, once you go, you will never want to go back because it is not a spectator-friendly venue. Now, if you're lucky enough to have some friends that are playing in that game and you don't have to worry about dealing with the stadium itself and you're down on the sidelines and that type stuff, yeah, it's a great time. And I've been on both ends of that trip, and I can tell you right now, one of the most miserable times in my life has been getting in and out of the vomitories of Rose Bowl Stadium because they literally are almost single file.
I've experienced that too. Look, everything about that place is majestic, except it's antiquated in the fact of how where the portals are and the entries to your seats, and then you have to go outside to use the restroom. So, it's a tough spot for spectators, but it's a great venue.
No doubt about it. And the environment of course of that game, knowing that the bowl games that we have now, all 358 of them that we have now, that's where it all started. But it ended for Urban Meyer yesterday out in Pasadena. The Buckeyes getting out to a big lead and then holding on to beat Washington 28-23. The Buckeyes go out 13-1. A lot of people talk about, Georgia should have been in. Now, if you look at it based on performance yesterday, and we'll talk about Georgia in a minute, but I'll tell you what, that Ohio State team looked pretty impressive yesterday.
They did, and this was a motivational play for Washington as far as the point spread. Of course, Ohio State wins the game. They thought they should have been in the Final Four. And they come in this game, they're favored by around 6. It moved a lot on New Year's Day. They were up 28-3. They won the game, but Washington backdoored it, so the Buckeyes did not cover. So another motivational win as far as the point spread's concerned. But, Coach, I've got to ask you. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I don't think it's Urban Meyer's last game to coach. Am I wrong there?
I don't think you are. I think we're looking at, a situation where – Urban's going to come to that point just like he did after he left Florida, because remember now, this is the same thing that he said when he left Florida. I don't think I'll ever coach again. Okay, didn't say I won't coach again. I don't think I'll ever coach again. He used the same phrase yesterday.
That's my thought too, and plus he's young. I mean, isn't he only in his how old is
he's
he?
He's 54.
He's 10 years younger than a lot of the top coaches.
He is. Now, I will say this about Urban Meyer, and I know a lot of people don't like him. A lot of Alabama fans don't like him. A lot of Michigan, or all Michigan fans, don't like him. But it's because he beats you, okay? And you go back and you look at Alabama's Achilles heel early on in the Nick Saban era, it was Urban Meyer in Florida. And that's why they don't like Urban Meyer. That's why he's a jerk. That's why he's this. That's why he's that. Same reason a lot of people think Nick Saban's a jerk now, because he's beating them all the time. But I don't think that Urban Meyer has coached his last game. I think he may give a shot at the NFL. I think there are some teams that he would be interested in Ohio, and I don't think it will be this coming year. I think he'll do the same thing he did down at Florida. I think he'll take a year, maybe two this time off, but I think there's one job that Urban Meyer would go to in a heartbeat, and I would, of course, you're in the odds business, but I'm going to jump in the odds business right here. 99-1. If that Notre Dame job comes open within the next couple of seasons, then I think Urban Meyer would be drawn to that job.
Wow. Well, at one time he said that was his dream job, and then once he got the Ohio State job, he classified that as his dream job. But you talked about Ohio and being an Ohio guy. Well, right now, both Ohio NFL teams are looking for a coach.
They both are. And I don't think, though, that I don't think that Urban could go and take those jobs this year and have any type of support from the Buckeye Nation, as he calls it. I don't think that could happen, because that would totally look like, oh, I'm just, you know, if he wanted to do that, he just should have said, hey, you know, I'm going to go ahead and resign from Ohio State University as head football coach, think it's in the best interest of the program, what have you. And then he could take one of these two jobs. But saying he's retiring from coaching, and again, his famous quote, you know, I don't think I'll ever coach again. Well, you know, that's okay if you wait a year or two. If, you know, a week or two, I don't think that's going to happen. There's been talk that the Browns are really interested in Bob Stoops. Bob Stoops not going back and coaching, and especially not right now.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And one of my concerns was the Browns coming into this season. I always said, look, the Browns, Cleveland's a black hole. But now – you see what they did towards the end, the players they've got, the culture seems to be changed. Now I think it's a little more appealing for a coach, maybe not Bob Stoops or Urban Meyer, but whoever they get, they have a better chance to win there now.
Oh, no doubt about that. And, you know, I'm a big Browns fan, and I like what – I'm going to go fan mode here. I like what we've got building up there in Cleveland right now. Just got to get the right coach. And I think that a good NFL coach is out there that the Browns can grab. But, again, that's two totally different games. But I think Urban Meyer's one of those guys that he may get to the NFL and he may find out the exact same thing that Steve Spurrier found out, the exact same thing that Nick Saban found out. Man, I'm really a college coach.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball game, especially if you don't have 100% control of a program. And you're not always going to get that. In fact, rarely are you going to get that at the NFL level.
I totally agree. That's the reason that Spurrier and Saban hated the NFL. They had to go for the challenge. Both of them had to go for the challenge, but they did not like not having control of the roster. In some cases, not even having control of their coaching staff. It's a totally different ball game. College is getting more like that, but that NFL is a business. All right, Mike, we need to move on to the Sugar Bowl. I smarted off yesterday to someone about, you know, well, if Georgia was one of the best four teams, you know, then they should have been there. Yeah, right. Okay. Now, so what you're telling me is that one of the nation's best four teams ends the season with three losses. But, of course, you and I know that Georgia, you know, and again, you and I, we just look at the results of it. You know, I don't agree with teams say, oh, well, we weren't motivated or what have you. You know, if you're a great football team, you're going to be motivated to play. Georgia looked totally uninspired. Texas wins 28-21. Texas played like they were playing to go to the national championship tournament, not Georgia. But at the same time, when you look at the motivation of these two teams, you know, I think, I mean, just based upon their performance last night, I think Texas goes into 2019 ranked in the top 10. And I was very critical of Tom Herman last year and early this year. Over the course of the year, the way these kids have started playing with so much more heart and intensity, and not just in the game last night down in New Orleans, but throughout the course of the year, you know, this team now has really bought into Tom Herman, and I'm looking forward to watching this Texas team next year.
Yeah, Coach, look, they started the year with the second loss in a row to Maryland, and he kept that team together, got them to the Big 12 title game. They have 10 teams.
Yep.
and they won the Sugar Bowl. And again, just for the listeners to reiterate, I'm a handicapper. College football, you know, NBA, NFL analyst. I analyze games, I handicap games. So I'm not giving Georgia a pass here. But before the game, you know, we talked about it on several different shows. Georgia did not care about this game. Now, Texas could have been in the same boat because they had just lost the Big 12 title game. But this year, Georgia had Alabama on the ropes. They lost in the SEC title game. So basically, in their minds, they're relegated to the Sugar Bowl. So a 13-point favorite, and they lose the game, just as Alabama did to Oklahoma and Utah in years past. It's not an excuse. I'm looking for that angle. Bowl games are all about motivation. And even the sideline reporter, don't recall the name,
Holly
she
Rowe.
Brought up – what's that, Coach?
Holly Rowe. She was a sideline reporter last night. Yep.
Yeah, so she's the one that brought up all the issues in the Georgia practices. Mm-hmm. They were not prepared. Their heads weren't in the game. And Texas put it to them.
No doubt about that. The Longhorns played well. Even Bevo got after Uga in the pregame and almost scored the little bulldog there. And Texas really did. They look very impressive. As a matter of fact, I thought that – we talk about the motivation and the emotion of the game. Texas came out so emotionally high, and their adrenaline level was so high. I think that's what really allowed Georgia to get that late run of those two touchdowns to make it kind of close there, because after you've been in that situation and you've played on that emotional high for that long and you've held it for that long, man, when the air starts going out of the balloon, it goes out quickly. And so Texas did what they had to do to hang on, and congrats to the Longhorns. Hey, Mike, we need to take one more quick break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk Clemson and Alabama. Of course, we'll look back at those semifinal games. We'll do that when we come back right after this quick break on GameDaySportsRadio.com, The Morning Blitz.
Don't want no cloudy morning. Won't you hear what